on this Saturday morning. So thank you very much for joining us here. Big football Saturday coming up a little bit later on. We got the Iowa pregame show at 12:30 for you on the FMs. And then Iowa State and UNI coming up at 5 o'clock today. That'll be on 1600 AM. After the Iowa-Miami-Ohio game, we'll have on the FMs again the postgame show live from Coach's Corner down in Iowa City. And then immediately following that, we will have Alabama and USC on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. So a lot of football talk and a lot of football play-by-play coming up today. Let's take a look at what happened last night, and we'll get ready to get things rolling here on this Saturday morning edition of the Coach's Corner. High school football from week two last night. One of the games you heard here on KGYM. It was Washington shutting out Kennedy last night at Kingston Stadium in front of a big crowd, 21-0. We'll talk about that coming up here in a moment. Also last night, the Kolach Bowl goes to Prairie as they knocked off Jefferson with a big second half, 38-14. Xavier, a big fourth quarter, and they beat Linmar 45-17 at Linmar Stadium last night. Also, it was Marion stopping the long losing streak last night. Congratulations to Tim Lovell and the Indians. He gets his first win as they defeated Benton Community at Thomas Park 45-22. A couple scores a lot of people have their eyes on last night. Some crossover games, if you will. And the MVC won both of them. City High wins on the road at Pleasant Valley 19-17. Iowa City West wins on the road at Muscatine 31-27 last night. Waterloo West shaded Dubuque Hempstead 14-13. Newton shut out Waterloo East last night 63-0. Dubuque Wallert in a low scoring game beat Senior 7-0 last night in Dubuque. It was Clear Creek and Mano over Independence 26-0. Union shut out Vinton Shelsburg 50-0. West Delaware beats Mount Vernon 46-20. The other game you heard on KGYM on the South Gym last night, Regina with a shutout of Solon 34-0 last night down in Iowa City. Elsewhere, Washington, Iowa beat Mid Prairie 49-14. West Burlington, Notre Dame, a mild upset over West Branch 27-18. Also last night, it was Cascade over Central DeWitt 28-13. Center Point Urbana got their first win of the year over Olwine 48-8. Monticello goes to 2-0. They beat Comanche 32-6. Anamosa beats Maquoketa 34-25 last night. It was Highland big over West Liberty 50-14. Williamsburg shades South Tama 14-13. East Buchanan, a big shutout winner over Sumner Fredericksburg 32-0. Clayton Ridge big over Edco 42-0. It was Lisbon going to 2-0 over North Cedar 35-0. Also, from week two last night, Maquoketa Valley over Starmont, 37-14. North Lynn goes to 2-0 as they beat top 10 rated Jessup, 28-6. It was Tipton big over Louisa Muscatine, 47-8. Wilton over Durant, 57-32. Belle Plaine spoiled the debut of Albertette's new field last night, 38-13 over the Pirates. Eight-man football, Don Bosco, number one over Iowa Valley, 64-16. Easton Valley over Central City, 55-12. Midland with an upset over top 10 Elkader Central, 42-34. Lone Tree continues to roll, 55-8 over HLV. And Springville goes to 3-0. They beat Meskwaki Settlement, 49-22 last night. So those were the scores. Week two of the high school football season. Yesterday, in case you missed it, Zach Johnson, 3 under par, 68. He is 3 behind going into the second round today. They go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday at the TPC Boston at the Deutsche Bank. Coming up today, college football, Iowa hosting Miami. That will be a 2:30 start. Miami, Ohio, of course, that'll be at Kinnick Stadium. UNI in Ames to take on Iowa State tonight at 7 o'clock. Co will get their season underway at Clark Field at 2 o'clock this afternoon when they entertain the University of Wisconsin River Falls. Cornell starts on the road. They'll be down at Mount Pleasant to take on Iowa Wesleyan. That's a night game tonight beginning at 7 o'clock. High school events today. Lots of things going on the schedule. High school volleyball, the Washington Warrior Invitational just getting underway at 9 o'clock. Among the teams there, Washington, Linmar, Marion, and Xavier. Jefferson is at the Vinton Shelsburg Tournament. Kennedy is over in West Des Moines today. Cedar Valley Christian is at the Clinton Prince of Peace Tournament coming up today. Cross country, the big Linmar Invitational for boys and girls today. Linmar, Jefferson, Kennedy, Washington, and Xavier all running over there. And Linmar girls swimming, they are down at the Muscatine Invitational. That gets underway at 10 o'clock today. So lots to get to on a Labor Day edition the Coach's Corner. We will step aside, take a break, and come back and talk some football with you after this here on KGYM.
What's hot and ready classic pizza at Little Caesars? It's hot, it's ready, and you don't even have to order it. Oh, yeah. A large 14-inch pepperoni or cheese pizza hot out of the oven and ready when you are. No need to call ahead, no wait, no limit. Of course, if you want a whole bunch of them at once, a quick call first would be nice. Hot and ready classic, now available at every corridor location all day. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, now hiring at all corridor locations.
Hey, you should be thinking about high school sports, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on what the coaches have to say. And when you're back in the office Monday, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is the place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Hey, football fans, I'm Kirk Herbstreit. College football season is back, so it's time to bring the smoke with Eckrich Smoked Sausage.
Bring the smoke!
One lucky winner will join me at the 2017 College Football Playoff National Championship for a chance to throw for $1 million. Pick up specially marked packages or visit EckridgeFootball.com to learn more. Eckrich is an official sponsor of the 2017 College Football Playoff. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends December 11, 2016. Contest rules online.
Coming up on 10 minutes past the hour, 9 o'clock, Saturday morning, Coach's Corner coming your way here on KGYM. Scott Udash with you. And a reminder, coming up later on, Iowa State and UNI at 5 o'clock. That'll be on 1600 AM. We have the pregame show for Iowa at 1230 on our FM signals. Postgame immediately following the Hawkeye game today. And then Alabama and USC coming up tonight from Dallas. I believe that one will be played over at AT&T Stadium. And we'll join up with that shortly after kickoff. They'll kick it off at about 7:15 tonight. We'll join at about 7:20, 7:30, right in there after the live postgame show tonight from Coach's Corner down in Iowa City. Speaking of football, Paul James, head football coach for Cedar Rapids, Washington, and the Warriors joining us here on this Saturday morning after a 21-0 win by the Warriors last night at Kingston Stadium. And got done looking at it on film and looked just as good on film as it did live, didn't it?
Yeah, it didn't quite make it all the way through last night, but yeah, there were some things that looked real good.
Yeah, and well, first of all, kudos to both the Washington community and the Kennedy community, because that was a great atmosphere and a great crowd at Kingston last night.
Yeah, the student sections really showed up last night, and they were chanting back and forth, and just created a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of excitement.
And I think everybody picks up on that. I'm sure the players do. And,
oh, yeah.
You guys do. And it was just a really fun atmosphere last night.
Yeah, that's what you really like to see out at Kingston, you know, when you have an inner city game, a lot of people there and witnessing good football.
I don't think we can. I think we ran out of superlatives for your defense last night. You've seen a lot of defensive performances over the years, and I imagine it almost made Coach Blue smile sometime in the last 12 hours.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you know, especially against a quality team like Kennedy, to be able to rise up and play as well as our defense did, that, you know, and it was up and down the line. It wasn't necessarily one individual. a number of kids across the board seem to be doing what they were supposed to do and rising above and making plays behind the line or interceptions or big hits or whatever.
Well, the thing that really impressed us, flying to the football, but doing it, it was kind of controlled flying, if that makes any sense to people out there. You weren't over-pursuing. Everybody was doing their job, staying home, and then just pouncing.
Yeah, especially, you know, like our linebackers, for example. They'd get a read. It wouldn't be like the ball snapped and they're moving right now. You know, the ball would snap and they'd read their keys and try to read the blocking and what the backs are doing. And then once they saw what was going on, you know, they just shot through and took on blockers or made the plays, made the tackles. Yeah.
Yeah, the front three I thought really had a good night. Rain Wyland had a good night. Billy Faulkner, I thought, played a really, really good game at nose guard.
Yeah, Billy has really come on this year and spent a lot of time in the weight room. And, you know, he's a big kid. You know, he's about 6'5", 240, and he plays that nose guard and comes off the ball and I think really makes it tough for centers to handle in our two ends, Rain Wyland and Parks McBride. Ethan Trow came in and gave him a little break every so often. But those guys, our defense is a little different. It's 3-3, so you only have three down linemen, which sometimes may look a little peculiar. You think you're giving up the edge, but we were able to prevent that about 99% of the time. So early on, I know on their first possession, they got around us a couple times, but we shored that up, you know, and usually the ones responsible for that are inverts, which on one side is Connor Malcolm, who then played a fair amount of time at tailback. So we had Rudy Eckhart in there as well on one side. And then Travis Metzger, sophomore, was playing on the other. And I thought all those guys did a good job of stepping up and taking on, you know, because those guys typically are 185 or so, you know. Rudy's a little bit smaller than that. And, you know, they have to take on lead blockers, shed the blockers, and try to make a play on the running back. So, I thought they did an excellent job.
Well, I think that was Travis Metzger's coming out game last night. Boy, he just played just outstanding, setting that edge and made tackle after tackle, and just did a terrific job.
Yeah, and, you know, it's that's the benefits of watching video and seeing what happened, like in the first game. You know, our defense played well in the first game. We hit our goals against Prairie, we hit our goals of we try to keep teams under 100 rushing, 100 passing, and 200 total. And we did that, but there's a lot of little things that we needed to improve on. And that's where, you know, guys like Travis, you know, that is new to the varsity, I think learned a lot from watching himself on tape and really made improvements this, you know, as the game went on.
Yeah, and linebackers were terrific, as always. And whether it was Orion, everybody knows about Orion, but Ian Thomas and Seth Samrow and people like that, they all had good games.
Right. Nano Burke comes in for Orion, and then Ben Nassif really had a terrific game. Yeah, he made a lot of plays. And, you know, you watch him on tape, he's, you know, kind of flowing a little bit, and all of a sudden you see this little dart going through there and he's in the backfield making a play. So yeah, all of those guys, you know, and that's Coach Blue's position group is the linebackers, and so, you know, I think those guys take a lot of pride in what they do, and it's kind of interesting. We get all five of our coaches involved in in working with the defense. Coach Davis and I take the front three, the nose guards and defensive ends. Coach Blue has the linebackers, and then the inverts Coach Callahan has, and then the corners and safeties Coach Sherman has. And so, you know, we all do our position work and then bring it together. And so, you know, Mo coordinates it, and hats off to him and especially Coach Sherman, because he's working on the back end of it with the coverage. And, you know, those guys have a lot to say about how the defense goes. So
yeah, and did a great job in the corners. Ty Johnson, your two youngsters back there did very well. Braden Wright had a pick six last night, and Coach Blue said he was in the wrong spot though. But
yeah, and it was a little hard to see on video, but he made a excellent play on the ball, and both he and Ty, again, little techniques that, you know, people in the stands may not recognize a whole lot, but doing certain little things, you know, flipping their hips the right way on coverage and different things, and forcing guys into the sideline. And, you know, I thought they improved a lot, learned from video, and improved a lot from week one to week two.
Yeah, and held a good Kennedy offense to under 100 yards. So anytime you do that, that's pretty good.
Yeah, because they've got some big linemen that can come off the ball and get after you, and, you know, some experienced personnel, you know, quarterback and all, just a good performance by the defense.
Yep, and the offense moved the ball at times. They did what they needed to do. I think most impressive was the drive at the end when you needed to take time off the clock. You did that, and you scored to put it away.
Right. You know, we've been in games where, you know, 14-point game with 5 minutes to go or something like that is not a sure thing. And, you know, we kind of, you know, challenged our offense that we needed to control the ball. And, you know, the linemen had been wanting to run, and we'd tried, you know, with varying degrees of success. But we went to a two tight end formation, and it makes it a little bit tougher to defend because you're balanced to go either right or left, and it worked out well. The backs ran really hard. You know, Connor Malcolm was tailback for the whole drive, and we had Orion Vance in a fullback. And those two, along with our offensive line and tight ends, you know, Rain and Parks McBride, with all those guys, you know, it was good for our team to know that we could line up and punch it in when we had to.
Yeah, and found the old counter tray that was working at the end, and you're going to run it till he stopped it.
yeah, that's right. You know, that kind of at that point in the game, teams typically fly to the ball, you know, in the direction that they initially see flow, and so we thought we could take a little bit of advantage of that.
And did.
Yeah.
And did very well.
Yeah, and Connor ran really hard. You know, he has not been a running back per se for us last year. You know, we maybe a little bit scout team or whatever. And I don't know, as a sophomore, I don't believe he was doing much at running back. I'm not sure. But he's really done a very good job this year so far.
Yeah, about the only thing that went wrong, I know you wanted to get Haven in more last night, and then he got dinged up, and I think he only had about three carries or something like that, so Connor Malcolm had to carry a little bit more of the load.
Yeah, and we had James Vaughn there a little bit,
yep.
And we just thought, you know, at certain points that Connor was the guy that needed to carry the ball. And so, yeah, hopefully we'll get Haven's ankle healed up and get him so he can go 100%.
And but a lot of good things to look back on in the first 2 weeks, but they are non-district games still.
That's right. It's time to get better. You know, one thing that I was pleased with, and it was from the get-go, and that was our kicking game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially our punting game.
Yeah, I got a lot of improvement.
You know, and you know, primarily it was just, you know, Drew getting used to being back there. You know, he hasn't done a whole lot of punting. I don't think he did as a sophomore some, but, you know, just concentrating on a little bit of the technique here. We didn't make any huge changes. You know, he just focused a little bit more on his technique, and he was, I think the first one went 45 yards in the air or something like that. And so, I mean, that really helped when we got in situations where we had to punt. And then on the flip of that, our punt return changed field position about three or four times, I think, with the returns, and they were primarily Drew on the return, but we had good blocking to get him up the sideline or wherever. So that was a real plus for us. I thought a nice improvement from week one.
Yeah, it was. And well, the other thing too is your kicker, Andrew Hammer, was putting it in the end zone. And that's big when you make the opposition go 80 yards.
Yeah, that's right. And from the beginning, you know, he's been able to do that, and maybe not quite as consistent as he showed early, you know, in preseason, but that really is a big deal when you can put it in the end zone. And so, you know, I think Andrew's going to just continue to get better and better at that. And you know, at least if they weren't in the end zone, they were like on the one, mm-hmm, or two, and typically you're able to pin people back deep when that happens.
Yeah, and I know he missed the field goal in each of the first 2 weeks, but plenty of distance on it. They look good, and they're right, going to go in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, and that one last night, you know, would have been nice one to get, put us up 10, you know, and but then I think it was that next possession where Braden made the pick six. So, you know, it turned out fine.
Yep, turned out okay anyway. And pleased with the progress. Coaches say you make the most improvement from week one to week two, and did you see that last night?
Yeah, I think we did have a lot of improvements. Maybe offensive line didn't improve quite like I'd like to see, or consistency, but they're a good group of guys, and they started out the season playing better than what offensive lines typically do. They had a real good first game between their blocking their assignments and staying on blocks and you know, going to the whistle and things like that. Things that you usually have to see on film before they actually take place, you know, to make those corrections. But so, you know, they've got a good starting point, you know, and kind of held their own last night, I think. And we just offensively need to get a little bit more consistent. I think we tried to call a few things where we might take advantage of their pass rush, you know, a little dump off, check downs, and we weren't finding that. And I think that would have made a little bit of difference in how we moved the ball, you know. And we made a great read on one, and unfortunately went through our hands into the defender's hands, and they got a interception on it, you know, and we just got to, you know, straighten those things out a little bit and be more consistent on what we're doing.
Yeah. And Brian had a good night, I thought, last night. Good to get Cade Saylor in there, got him a touchdown, but just good arm, and did a good job of leading the offense.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. And, you know, he sometimes a little critical of his performance, but, you know, he's doing what we need. And like I say, we'll work on some of the check down things and stuff like that. But he's got a lot of responsibility, a lot of things, you know, that he's got to read at times. So It's not an easy job back there.
No. Well, now week three looming, and you're going to go over to Tuvel Stadium to take on the Bulldogs, and I don't know what Bulldog team's going to show up. the one that got laced by Valley, or they beat Assumption last night 55-0, and that doesn't happen too often.
Well, that's a big rivalry game between Assumption and Bettendorf, because a certain amount of the kids at Assumption are Bettendorf kids, and so that dates back a long, long time. You know, Assumption is hovering around 300 to 350 kids in school, so it's a huge school size, I don't know, disadvantage, but there's a big difference in the numbers of the schools, so you know, Assumption's fighting an uphill battle that way. They get good kids there, but Bettendorf, you could tell from the score, was obviously motivated, and so that's once they've kind of got it figured out, which it looks like they have, that's probably the team we're going to be seeing.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a challenge for your guys up front, because they've got, of course, they got the big tackle that's going to Iowa. I think they got three guys that are going to play college football. So the interior lines, it's going to be their challenge this week.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and going into it, and you know, when you make the selection for who you want to play, we were having a difficult time coming up with more than two that were wanting to put us on their list, and you know, Kennedy and Linmar, because they're non-district opponents, and we're struggling to find people, and finally Kevin Skillett, the AD, and I communicated, and we both had each other fifth on the list, and we got a game out of it, and that's good. That's why we put him down, is that we wanted to you know, for later postseason, have some familiarity with him, and never know when you might see him down the road.
Yeah, and it's been a while since the Warriors have been over to Bettendorf, but it has happened many times.
Yeah, when I first started coaching football, they were a part of the 10-team Mississippi Valley Conference, and we had played them in my first 2 years, and then they went to the MAC, and so we didn't see him much except in the playoffs, and I think it was the fall of 82 was the last time that we've been over to Bettendorf. You know, we played him in semifinals or up here in quarterfinal round, I think, in the 2010 or 11, something like that, but going down there to play, it's been quite a while.
Yeah, the stadium's a lot nicer now, I hear.
Yeah.
They have turf down there now, so it should be a better experience.
Yeah, it's quite a setting there. Weight room has a lot of glass windows there, and it overlooks the stadium, and it's a pretty impressive place.
Yeah, I've heard it's probably better than a lot of D2 and D3 weight rooms, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's you know, they've done a good job down there with their coaches and developing their program. So
yeah, and but it'll be a good challenge.
Definitely
be a good challenge, and that'll be coming up next Friday. So we wish you the best of luck on that one.
Thank you,
and get down there and get some get a win. Stop at the truck stop, and you know,
I don't know
feed everybody.
That.
And get back.
Yeah.
Buy one of those 72-ounce mugs that they have that John Hegarty loves so much.
Well, we'd probably have to stop on the way home if we did that. So.
Well, great win last night, Paul, and best of luck the rest of the season to the Warriors. We'll see you many times.
All right, great. Thanks for having me.
All right, we will take a break and come back and have more of the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Did you know the flu shot takes up to 2 weeks to take effect? That's why I'm getting my flu shot now, so I can outsmart the flu before there's an outbreak. At Walgreens, your flu shot even helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Get a shot, give a shot. Doubly smart. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2017, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
America, it's time for some straight talk. VHS tapes are never coming back. It's still polite to hold a door open for a woman, and we don't think you should ever have to pay for data overages on your wireless plan. Now, Straight Talk Wireless offers a new unlimited plan with more high-speed data than ever. I'm talking double your data for just 10 bucks more with no contract and no mystery fees. That's 10 gigs to stream more video, more music, and browse more of whatever it is you browse. All on America's largest, most dependable networks. Come on! It's time to kiss those annoying data overages goodbye. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? It's time for Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans starting at $45 a month with the first 5 gigs at high speed, then 2G, or get 10 gigs for just 10 bucks more. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
After high-speed data, speeds reduced to 2G where streaming and audio may be affected. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
9:34, Coach's Corner on a Saturday morning, and we'll get you to college football talk coming up from ESPN here in just a little bit. And we got Iowa State and UNI coming up later on. That'll be at 5 o'clock on 1600 AM. We got the pre- and post-game shows on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for you, followed at around 7:20, 7:30 by USC and Alabama. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming your way tonight. So that should be a lot of fun. Iowa State, you and I should be a lot of fun as well. We go from football to talk some golf here on a Labor Day weekend. Tim O'Brien is here, the head golf coach for the boys for the Xavier Saints, off to another fine start this year on the golf course over at St. Andrews, most of the time anyway, right?
That's right. That's right, Scott.
How you doing today?
Great. Super. Thanks for having me.
This will be a great day for a meet today.
That's exactly right. But we got in our practice here before the weekend, so the boys kind of have it off to themselves.
And I'm sure they're probably playing golf, though.
They are. They're golf junkies, and that's awesome. I love that about those boys.
And when we were over at St. Andrews, Mark and I and Rick, we saw a lot of Xavier golf bags over the summer, so that's good to see them out there playing.
Right. And I'll tell you what, they treat the boys out there so well, and myself, and we've really enjoyed being there. And one of the nice things is, you know, playing just recently there, the course is pretty tight, and so when we go to other courses throughout the state, no matter where it is, typically it opens up to us. So that's been a really nice advantage, I think, for our program.
And you're going to putt well because they've got fast, good greens.
That's right. Exactly right. They can adjust to that as well.
Yeah, so if you putt there, you can putt anywhere.
Absolutely.
Well, so far so good on the season. Had a nice meet. You actually moved it. I think it was going to be later in the week. You had to move it back to Monday up at Bunker Hill, right?
Right. We were at Bunker Hill on Monday. They had a conflict with the course, and had 7 varsity players competing. It ended up being a dual meet, so they kind of had fun. Got to play with most of them. Got to play with a teammate and did extremely well. All the boys shot between 35 and 38 on a par 35 course, and came away with a W, and got one of our players back that had been out throughout the season, Matt Neumeier. So he had been a 2-year starter previous to this year, so he was back, and he played well, shot 35, and a couple senior boys that are returning starters from our state tournament qualifying team last year, and Captain Sam Martin, he posted a 38 at Bunker, and Tyler Breitbach, he's our captain of the week this week. He shot 37 at Bunker, and every time I saw him on the course, his drives were left, and that's one of the nice things is these boys mature as golfers. They figure out how to get it in the hole when they're not playing well. And so he's this week's captain of the week. And then we have Brad Karpik Jr., and he shot a 36. He's playing very well, and he's been playing at different times in the number one spot. We've been kind of juggling that, and he will in the upcoming meet as well. And Ryan Keating has been a very bright spot. Didn't really have any varsity experience to speak of coming into the season. He's just played extremely well and hit the ground running and has been posting scores in the 70s on the par 18 courses, and I've just been really pleased with his progress, and he just continues to get better. And then sophomores Nick Raker and Dan Bailey, they posted 38s as well. And so then a couple other boys, Trenton Smith and Carter Kramer, saw some action here with Matt out. And so really excited about the depth of our squad this year.
Yeah, and if you can throw seven or eight scores in the 30s every time, you're never going to go wrong.
Absolutely. The coach likes that. Makes the coach smile.
It does. And you got the season off to a great start in the super meet, dodging raindrops in Dubuque, and finished a really strong second to Linmar that day.
Right, and that was a good test because we had two players with a lot of experience, and Brad had played different varsity meets last year, Karpik, but our two seniors, and I couldn't have been more pleased. And we had been talking about, ironically, just a few days before about keeping a positive attitude and when things aren't going so well. And so it was rain soaked for a good 10 holes, and as you know, the Meadows isn't the easiest golf course in Iowa to play to start with. And so that 313 score and finishing second in the super meet with the 14 conference teams was just a great start. And one of the other things is that we'll see 12 or 11 of those conference teams at the end of the season in the district play. And the one that was ahead of us, Linmar, they're going to another district. So that's okay as well.
Yeah, they're going to go down to the Quad Cities and play down there, so they separated you two, which is a nice thing.
Right, yeah, Wallert and Linmar, and ironically, we're in the same division this year, and so the top three teams at the Super Meet were Linmar and the Saints, and then Wallert was behind us, and so we'll be battling it out a week from Monday at our home course for a divisional.
Yeah, well, the season starts to really get serious now and pick up. You're going to be very busy the next few weeks.
Right. So we have the Crandic coming up this coming Tuesday, which is all the local teams, Metro teams and Linmar, and as well as the Iowa City teams. And I think that's going to be kind of a fun event this year. There's a lot of good players in the Metro and Iowa City area. I know Wash has three pretty nice talented players with Frank Lindwall and Alex Lattery and Connor Neighbors, and Linmar has a number of good players, Andrew Wood, Jack Recker, a couple of those, and Prairie Hawks have a young player getting a second year of experience but doing a nice job for them, Ian Johnston, and Kennedy is led by Brock Barnhart, and Steve Koepke's Jeff Jayhawks are led by Niall Happel. And so it should be a pretty contested meet on Tuesday, and I know we're all looking forward to that.
And it'll be at Airport. Prairie's going to host. So, and I think you just kind of, obviously, if people played Airport, executive course out there, very nice course, but it kind of opens up the field a little bit.
Right. I believe the one thing that, you know, I've always said to my players is that as a coach, I find out basically who has a short game. And I think that, you still have to hit it straight off the tee box, but who has the capability to get it up and down and, maybe for birdies or possibly even lower. But I think that's what it really exposes. And if they cut those greens close and they're fast, that kind of makes it a pretty good challenge. So I'm really looking forward to that. I know the boys have gotten out and gotten a practice round in at airport, and I think they're ready to tee it up on Tuesday, and I hope they carry over from Monday's meet and keep the train right on the track.
Well, and it's a place that you'll look at, you'll go, I'm going to go out there and shoot, you know, this number. But you can't think that, because if you go out there and do that, not only at airport, but any golf course, you're probably going to be in trouble. You just got to let it come to you.
Absolutely. You have to take advantage of it when you have the opportunity. You have to be careful to make sure that your ball doesn't land in a cornfield.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might look like a short par four, but it's pretty long when you're hitting three off the tee. So, you know, those are the things you have to kind of be careful of on that front nine there at airport. And absolutely. And it's hard to make up shots really quick. And all of a sudden you get done and look at your scorecard and it's not as easy as what you had thought. So it's a nice challenge, I think. And the attitude that the players take in is just crucial to their success. And play one hole at a time, one shot at a time.
Mm-hmm. And then you guys are going to be hosting one of the divisional meets coming up at your home course out at St. Andrews. So that'll be an advantage for the Saints.
Right. And the one thing that I've really enjoyed about St. Andrews, I think since we've been there for a number of years now, I think we've lost one varsity meet. And we hope that is an advantage for us. I believe that it is. And I'm really looking forward to that opportunity. And like I'd mentioned earlier, so basically in the MVC, there's three 18-hole meets that you combine to figure out who is the conference champion in each division. And we're on the Mississippi side, so the top three teams out of the Super Meet will be battling at St. Andrews, with Linmar basically as a six-stroke lead over us going in, and we have a six-stroke lead over Wallart, who's behind us. And it's kind of nice. They just recently in the last year or so made changes so that the teams that are battling against one another in the second and third divisionals play with one another. Their players compete, and so we're really looking forward to that and having a great day at the Drew.
Yeah, that'll be good. The Drew.
That's our affectionate nickname.
I like that. And then I think also you get to go, I think I read, to Dubuque Country Club next. Is that right?
Yes. So we have the Crandic on Tuesday, and then on Thursday we're going to Dubuque Country Club and seniors hosting a meet up there. And speaking of fast greens, you know, that course can be a pretty good challenge as well.
Yeah, the I think what's great about golf in over the last 10 years or so, a lot of these great courses around Eastern Iowa have opened up their gates to the kids, and I think it's fantastic. You know, they've had meets at CRCC, Beaver Hills. I think Cedar Falls is going to have their invitational.
Correct,
up there.
Correct, that.
And it's just great for the kids to get to play these golf courses.
Yeah, it's amazing. And quite honestly, tip of the hat to the local courses here, CRCC, Elm Crest, the City Course, Gardner, and Hunter's Ridge. You know, they play in that Pribble tournament and basically don't have to pay an entry fee. And I wish I had that opportunity when I was a kid. So I absolutely agree. And they get around to a lot of different courses. I know we're playing our district at Pheasant Ridge, but the state tournament is at Tournament Club of Iowa. And it's really nice that, like you mentioned, that these venues are available to the players. And it's amazing how these courses and these pros treat the kids when you come to their courses. It's really encouraging to watch and see that.
Yeah, well, that's the future of golf. Who knows? They could be playing there in the next 30 years, all through the next 30 years. So golf is a game, as you and I both know, that you can play for a long time.
That's right.
Might not do it well, but we can play for a long time.
That's right. It feels good when we do, though, doesn't it, Scott?
It does. And then you go right back and keep on coming back. Anyway, how many got on the roster this year? How total team?
Players. So we have 23 out this year, and we've had about 9 boys on the varsity team. We have a little short on numbers in comparison to past years. We have 5 players on the freshman team this year, and we have a full JV squad. And but my assistant coach George Davis, who does a great job for me, has deemed the freshman team the final 5. I wonder where he got that.
I don't know.
And they did a nice job, so they've been working hard. They pulled off a W recently at Hunter's Ridge, and so we were pretty pleased about that and the progress they're making. They went to airport the other day, I think, and got second place. So they've done a nice job. Few in numbers, but few and mighty. So the kids are still battling to move from JV to varsity, and we want that. We want our varsity guys trying to be the top player on the varsity team and getting experience. And so things are continuing to look good for the Saints and the Saints program that way.
Well, 23 is maybe down from the past, but it's a good number to work with. You don't have a group way over here, way over there, and on different parts of the golf course.
Right, and it's a pretty comparable. One of the things we do have tryouts, and you have to make the team, numbers have been pretty well. Just this year, just a little bit down in numbers on the freshman team, but otherwise very solid. And one of the things that I'm kind of proud of is the boys that have competed in the previous year. They seem to come out the next year, want to come out, work hard over the summer. And this past summer, I challenged them to play more golf than they've ever played, and a number of them did that, because it's one thing to just get out on the range and hit, do that type of thing. But you know as well as I do that there's a reason why the wily old veterans can still beat the young guys, and sometimes that comes from experience and playing a lot of golf.
Yeah, well, you coaches, I don't know how many times you get out and play. You said you got to play a little bit.
I did.
With some of the guys the other day. But I wouldn't play Chris James and Koepke a whole lot in coaches' battles. I know Steve's hurt right now, but I would stay away from those two guys.
I think it was a while. I can't remember what it was, but I think Kaler and I were paired up one day.
Heffley, you might want to stay away from too.
What's
He's
that?
Pretty good.
That's right. Yeah, I kind of had an initiation earlier. I don't gamble on the golf course, and my first year at Xavier, this is my 10th, Scott, kind of an interesting story. So JV meet over at Jones, and the golf coaches found their way on the golf course, and so I first met Bill that day, and I believe that he had a putt for a 30 at Jones on hole 9.
I believe it.
Yeah, on hole 9, and after walking off, I said to him, "Well, I'm sure glad I don't bet on the golf course." So that was a rude awakening, but
He's if people don't know, he was an Oklahoma State player. So
correct,
pretty
yeah.
darn good program to come from.
He still hits it very, very well.
Yeah, it still does very well.
So that's quite a battle, yeah, between Bill and Chris and Steve.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of the names on there on your team. You have a Keating, so
I do.
You probably have an interested spectator sometimes following around.
Well, yeah, his dad pretty much lets him do his thing, you know. And I'll tell you what, that young man has really come a long way, and I probably catch him practicing more at the Drew than any player on my team, and that's just a great thing. The one nice thing about the kids in my lineup is I really believe that they all have a desire to move on to the next level. And if I was a college coach out there, I'd be sure taking a look at some of these kids, because not only are they nice young men, they're good students academically, but they also, like Ryan and all of them, Brad, Tyler, Sam, down the lineup, Matt, and Nick, et cetera, they also love the game of golf, and they're going to continue to get better, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's great to see. And you mentioned the fact the district's coming up on October the 4th, about a month away, and it's going to be like a mini MVC meet coming up there.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, this week, Kennedy won a meet up there, nine-hole meet, and shot 152. Well, you double that, and that's 304, and that's a pretty respectable score. And so you can't take that for granted. I know we'll find our way up there to get a practice round in before the district competition. And like we mentioned, the other 12 MVC meets teams, and plus Mason City and Western Dubuque will be coming in to play in that meet as well. And so, and Cedar Falls will be on their home course. And right now, basically, if you look at like the quick stats, you'll see that pretty much Washington and Cedar Falls and the Saints are pretty much the about round 157, 158 for the adjusted average, and probably the three teams to look for in that. But like I mentioned, you have Kennedy and you have other teams that are going to want to try to get one of those three berths to the state tournament as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, Pheasant Ridge, though, a place you can probably, you don't have to hit it necessarily straight, but it's a good second shot golf course. You got to put it in the right spots on the greens up, big greens up there.
Right, absolutely. And you know, one thing when I've played that course or played practice rounds with the boys is that I think sometimes the thing that's overlooked on that golf course is the putts from 5 feet within.
Mm-hmm.
That you better make sure that you're focused because you can find some breakers that you don't think are there, and they are there. And so, and I absolutely agree. And you can have some pretty long bombs on some of those holes as well.
Yeah, it's a good place so to hold it, and that'll be fun coming up. But you got the Crandic before that, and a whole bunch of other tournaments, two more divisionals, and so there's a lot of golf yet to be played. But it's always very interesting. You start off in August heat, and invariably you end up with stocking caps on at the state tournament if you're lucky enough to get there.
Absolutely, and sometimes we've been fortunate enough three of the last 4 years, but I think in at least two of those years, the kids had to like take off all their garb to get their picture taken, and they were freezing cold.
It has snowed. Yeah. There have been snow flurries during the state tournament.
Right, right, right. What, that one year in Davenport Country Club, we weren't there, but I know that it snowed during that time. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a little disconcerting on the golf course when you see that. But
correct.
Well, sounds like things are going well for the Saints. Keep up the good work, and always good talking with you.
All right. Well, thanks a bunch, Scott, for having me on.
All right. We'll take a break and come back and wrap things up here on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Did you know the flu shot takes up to 2 weeks to take effect? That's why I'm getting my flu shot now, so I can outsmart the flu before there's an outbreak. At Walgreens, your flu shot even helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Get a shot, give a shot. Doubly smart. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2017, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Hello, spring. Goodbye, smooth ride. When old man winter has his way with the highways have their way with your steering and suspension. Now you've got a choice. Overcorrect and hold on tight, or clear your Saturday for a weekend in the garage with quality Moog parts from your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. You can also buy tried and true Moog parts online and pick them up at your local store just 30 minutes later. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You know, Golic, other wireless providers say they will cut your bill in half, but who knows what kind of coverage you're going to get.
When you switch to Straight Talk Wireless, you get nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks and still save on your wireless bill every month.
You get the unlimited plan for just $45 a month. No contracts, no credit checks, no mystery fees.
And get this, with Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone plan, you can keep your phone, your number, and even your network when you switch.
Straight Talk Wireless, best phones, best networks, half the cost.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a brand new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and on JCP.com. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 30% plus get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discount with your JCPenney credit card. You'll also get free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $2.99. Hurry in now or go to JCP.com/appliances for details. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval, must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 8/24 to 9/14.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Improve visibility and save $6 instantly on a pair of Bosch Excel Plus wiper blades and earn double points. Ensure clear vision in any weather with Bosch Excel Plus wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is the place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in store. Selection varies by region, store stock only. See participating stores for details.
We're back to wrap things up on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program. I want to thank my guest, Paul James, head football coach for the Washington Warriors, Tim O'Brien, head boys golf coach for the Xavier Saints. And again, coming up today, Iowa State UNI football at 5 o'clock on 1600 AM. That'll be coming your way. We've got the Iowa pre- and post-game show coming your way as well as that will get underway at 12:30 with the pregame at 107.5, 106.3 FM. Immediately following Iowa, Miami, Ohio, we'll have the postgame live from Coach's Corner in Iowa City. Then following that, we'll have live coverage of Alabama taking on USC. That will be coming up this evening here, probably about 7:20 or thereabouts, 7:20, 7:30 right in there on KGYM. Also want to let you know what's coming up this week as far as high school football is concerned. Our game on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. We will be back at Kingston Stadium. It'll be the Linmar Lions taking on the Jefferson Jayhawks. And then on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, it'll be 2-0 teams going at it. The Cedar Falls Tigers and Iowa City West from Trojan Field. And looking forward to bringing you those games right here on KGYM. We're going to get you back to ESPN programming coming up as they are going to have College Game Day. And that'll be coming up next for you. For our guest, Scott Unash, saying so long. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym,